we're learning that pathology laboratories may not be great at assessing for us hormone receptor status, positive or negative. And if it's positive, they may not be very good at assessing how high the level of expression is. And that creates problems when we try to make decisions in the clinic. I think that that's actually one of the real strengths of the Oncotype DX assay. So the 21-gene RT-PCR assay that can be done on paraffin-embedded tissues. And one of the prominent gene components of that assay system are estrogen receptor-related genes. And that system is remarkably reproducible. It's highly accurate and so forth. And so it may be that some of the newer gene methodologies will allow us the ability to measure estrogen receptor expression and potentially other gene expressions much more reproducibly and accurately.
And I think now they actually are going to report quantitative ER on the Oncotype.
I actually do think that that would be potentially very, very helpful, as well as, you know, levels of expression of HER2-related genes that come from that test. We know that pathologists overall have difficulty measuring HER2 accurately also.